Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What does the Pella Athletic Booster Club do? Why is it important? Let's go in depth with Lynn Henry with the Pella Athletic Booster Club. So, Lynn, why are you a Pella Booster?
Well, because I believe in what Pella Booster Club supports, which is our coaches, our athletes, and any of the athletic needs that they have, be it Booster Club has paid for concussion helmets, they've paid for the track timing system that was just purchased this past year. And that money comes from several sources. Our primary source is through the membership drive that we just, it's an ongoing drive. However, we just emphasized it heavily at the beginning of the school year. And then concessions, we run the concession stands, and that is supported, and the volunteers are parents of athletes. So that money would not come in without their support and efforts. And then we have an annual golf outing during the summer, and now we are adding a new fundraiser, and that's what I would like to promote today.
A fundraiser. Well, you know, I'll have to preface this by saying I've spoke with several coaches over the years, and they just say that the Pella Booster Club does a great job.
Yeah. Well, they're very involved. They oftentimes come to our board meetings. Dale Audie, the new athletic director, actually he's not that new, he's been there 2 years now, but he comes to our board meetings, and we get reports not on just what the Booster Club has purchased, and they don't just come with purchase requests, but they come to notify the board and its members of the Booster Club what athletic achievements, goals that the athletic group has at Pella High and the Pella Middle School. So we keep in very close contact with what their needs are, what their goals are, and what they're trying to accomplish athletically.
And so by helping the program, you're helping all the kids, your own kid, and helping them excel at what they are enjoying and learning from, profiting from?
Absolutely. We have a very active board. We have a 17-member board currently. We work very hard to not just raise funds, but to raise support, fan encouragement for the various athletic events that take place. So yes, it's all about the athletes, our girls, our boys, the middle school, high school, in every sport that they participate in. We're there to support them and encourage them to excel.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Lynn Henry with the Pella Athletic Booster Club. It is rewarding to sit in the stands and watch your child play, but then it's also, there's an additional reward that comes from being a booster, I suspect.
Yes, there is. I actually did not have a child participating in middle school or high school sports for a number of years that I served on the Athletic Booster Club board. Yes, part of it was that I anticipated I would, so I wanted to make sure that the organization was continuing its excellence in not only raising funds, but buying equipment and making sure the athletic department was supported. But yeah, I think there's a great deal of pride in supporting our athletes, not just from the parents, but grandparents, fans who have had children who have played in the past that continue to support the athletes. And again, it's not just for the success of winning a particular sport, but it helps to prepare the students to be involved in things outside of their home, outside of the academic setting of the school. It helps prepare them for life in general. And being a booster supporter, you're supporting that effort with our kids.
Well, it looks to me like you have fun, too. I mean, I've been at the concession stand, and it looks like there's some fun going on there, too.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. And oftentimes we have people who volunteer, parent volunteers, who are scheduled to work. That puts a lot of sometimes stress on them to try to get to the concession stand to work when they're working all day long. But we find that they do it willingly, and once they get there, there is a lot of fun. You're working there with other fun people who are there for the same purpose. You get to meet lots of fans, not just from our community, but from other communities. And you get the opportunity to represent our schools to those people as well. So, yes, it's fun.
And do you need more members?
We can always use more members, yes. And we encourage people that have in the past been members, or again, they were members because they had a child playing in sports, and those children have graduated, moved on. We still would love to have their support, their financial support, as well as their support working in the concession stands and participating in our golf tournament, anything that would show support for our current athletes as well.
And does membership cost any money, any dues or anything?
Yes, we have various levels of membership that people can sign up for. And in the athletic office at the high school, across from the new gym, Sharma Vanderwerd is the athletic director's secretary, and she also is a Booster Club board member. But we have membership forms there, or any of the board members can get a membership form to you, and you can join at any point during the school year. Again, we put a really heavy emphasis on it at the beginning of the school year. And then, as we did at homecoming, we do list and put an insert in the program of those people who have contributed to this point. But you can contribute at any point during the school year.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Lynn Henry with the Pell Athletic Booster Club. Well, tell me some of the things again, what the Booster Club has purchased.
Yeah, we've had, as I said just recently, we purchased the track timing system. We've purchased concussion helmets in the past.
Can you put price tags on those things? They sound expensive.
You know, we have some items. For example, the timing system was around $15,000 for that system. Mm-hmm. Concussion helmet, I believe, was around $300. So we have expenses or equipment that are relatively small in expense, and then we have some systems that are sizable. And fortunate for the Booster Club and the support that we've gotten, we've been able to help the athletic department in helping purchase some of these things. Just to list a few more things: the tennis ball machine, cross-country tent, volleyball nets and equipment, gymnasium scoreboard and panels, and the scores table, senior awards, softball, baseball, batting, cage netting, wrestling uniforms, football play clocks, soccer equipment, just to name a few of the many things.
Yeah,
I could go on and on and on. Yeah. And again, we as a board are able to meet the requests and needs of the athletic director, Scott Chertzma, and from the middle school, and Dale Oddy for the high school, because of the efforts of volunteers to work concessions and from those people who have joined and contributed that way, as well as those who have supported the golf tournament and then hopefully this coming new fundraiser that we are beginning.
When some of that stuff is equipment or something that enhances the experience or the performance or the spectator's perspective on it, all kinds of different things. But bottom line, it's something that some of it the school would have to acquire, and this, it allows the school to put those monies elsewhere.
Correct. That's exactly what we're doing. We feel like we are supplementing the efforts of our school system and the budget that they have. And, of course, with the economy as it's been, those budgets are scrutinized a little bit more. And so anything that we can do to enhance the athletic department and the equipment needs they have, we feel blessed and very grateful that we're able to do that with these monies.
So you're in the middle of a fund drive now.
Yes, we are. We've been doing the membership drive since, again, the end of summer, beginning of the school year. It's gone very well, but we would encourage any out there that have not joined Booster Club to do so. We just had the Ulrich Motors test drive event. I do not have the final results on what Booster Club benefited from that, but we did have many people come out and test drive, and Ulrich Motors through Ford donated money to that. So that's been going on. And, of course, our concessions have been very, very successful, again, with the help of all the parent volunteers that have willingly come in there and help sell concessions at our home events. But yes, we are starting this year a new fundraiser. It is called the Pella Athletic Booster Club Benefit Bash. It will be a fundraiser that will be held Saturday, November 3rd, from 7 to 10:30 p.m. at Central College's Graham Hall. And the primary thing, other than to raise funds for Booster Club, is to celebrate and recognize in a fun way all of the Pella Community Schools athletic coaches and to celebrate their team successes from this past year. So at this event, there's going to be appetizers. There will be a silent auction with some great items that are up for auction, along with a DJ, karaoke for those who like to sing, dance.
I see a smile there. You're not going to be doing karaoke.
You know what? I'm going to be in the audience applauding.
Okay.
No. Well, I may get up there. I don't know. But it depends on the song. If they get a good song up there from my era, back in the early days, I might get up there and sing. But anyway, there's also going to be a DJ for dancing. And this will all follow a beginning part of the evening with recognition. There will be a recognition portion of the evening for the coaches. Dress is going to be informal and casual, so not having to go out and buy any new clothes or attire or anything to wear to this. And everyone is invited. You do not have to be a Pella Athletic Booster Club member to come. The tickets will be starting to be sold on October 22nd. They will be sold through that Thursday before the event on November 1st. It's going to be $40 per person, and it can be purchased at the Pella High School Athletic Office that I spoke of earlier across from the new gym. And those tickets will be going on sale again October 22nd. The office there is open from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. Or you can purchase a ticket from any Booster Club board member. So I'll come up for air. I'm excited about the event. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, and give some of the coaches the recognition that they deserve.
Absolutely. That's kind of what, that's what started this whole discussion about starting this new annual fundraiser is we have some amazing coaches and staff, actually in both school systems and in our school system that the Booster Club is supporting. We just thought it would be an excellent opportunity to give recognition to them as well as let them have a little fun to celebrate the successes that they've had.
Thanks to Lynn Henry for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe. An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIA KRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIA KRLS.